It's Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Motionless and White frontman Chris Motionless. How are you?
I'm great.
Congratulations. So happy this record out. Scoring the End of the World is out now. And it's a pessimistic, even apocalyptic album title. Lyrically, what makes hopelessness and despair creatively appealing?
I feel like I've always found that that's where like the true kind of depth of like honesty and sincerity in my music has come from. I do enjoy writing songs that are just fun and uplifting and like just generally happy, but it never feels like those are the ones that seem to like hit with fans or seem to be my favorite songs. It's always the ones where you're like pulling from the depths of, you know, something tragic or something, some life experience that was really tough. And then you kind of have the music and the lyrics as the outlet to deal with those things. And I think that's how fans interpret it as well. I feel like most art across the world that is, you know, highly regarded and all these masterpieces are some sort of story of pain beneath them. And I like that. It's just kind of where art flourishes, I think.
Chris Motionless of Motionless and White with us, Scoring the End of the World. The new record from Motionless and White is out now. Here's a tune from it that features Knocked Loose's Brian Garris, Slaughterhouse. It's Full Metal Jackie. Chris Motionless of Motionless and White on the show with us. We're celebrating the release of their new record, Scoring the End of the World, which is out now. And Brian from Knocked Loose and Caleb from Beartooth both appear on Scoring the End of the World. How do outside collaborators magnify aspects of the music that are inherently you?
Great question. I think when you have a person on a song, it gives a second life to a track. You get a cool moment of the song where you're, even though you like the band that you're listening to, there's just something about a feature that really kind of makes you do that head tilt or your ears perk up. There's an excitement level that gives the song a moment beyond what the band itself can do. And I've always been a fan of features, especially if I'm a fan of the artist. I like anxiously await that moment of the song. I sit by it just like salivating. Oh God, I can't wait for the bridge or the second verse where they're going to come in. And it's such an exciting component to a song that, you know, definitely makes it have something beyond what the band can do itself. And with these two guys on these tracks, especially Caleb on Red, White, and Boom, it's just so exciting when he comes in and you're finally like, yes, the rock star has arrived. Caleb is here. Let's go.
Chris Motionless of Motionless and White with us, Scoring the End of the World. The new record from Motionless and White is out now. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Chris Motionless will be picking music. We've got a new tune from In Flames and so much more. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless of Motionless and White with us, Scoring the End of the World. The new Motionless and White record is out now. And the band built its reputation on heavy music, but more tender songs are becoming prevalent for you. What's empowering about broadening the musical parameters of the band?
Well, I have to thank the fans for that. We started as a very heavy band, and we had songs that were not as heavy, but it seems like the fans kind of gravitated towards those tracks that were a little bit more melodic and a little bit where the lyrics could be, you know, more capturing of the emotions that they were feeling. For me, to finally answer your question, sorry, by the way, it's just a way for us to kind of expand our sound. We never ever want to abandon the things that are really the roots of the band, like the heavy stuff. You know, there are songs that are really heavy on this record. In fact, I would go ahead and say that this is heavier than our last two records. So like we always make sure that we keep that component as part of the band, but it's really cool for us to get to explore songs like Werewolf, where, you know, it's a 80s theatrical, I just call it thriller 2020 kind of song. And it gives us a way to create in a way where we're not ever going to get bored, and where we're constantly pushing ourselves to try new things. And I love that we don't get stuck in the quicksand.
The new Motionless and White record, Scoring the End of the World, is out now. Chris Motionless with us this week. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Within Temptation. Music from Slayer and more with Chris after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless with us on the show this week for Motionless in White. And again, Scoring the End of the World, their new record is out now. And mental health awareness has become very relevant. What aspects of making the new album and being in this band are unexpectedly therapeutic for you?
Well, I only have therapy sessions once a week, so when I'm working on an album, I have therapy sessions all day, every day. Sometimes for better or worse, I will say. It's really, for me, writing the lyrics is that moment. That's why I listen to music. That's why I've been a fan of music for my whole life, and why I wanted to be in it, because I was an angry teenager who wanted to play punk music or heavy music and let out that frustration. And although I might not be, as angry anymore on this record, there was sure as hell a lot of things around the world to be pretty angry about. And I think I just sort of found that. And I recognize how much music really is an outlet for myself on this record, as well as recognizing that fans find it to be a very therapeutic scenario to put on an album and have someone essentially sing your feelings. I loved when I put on records that were like that. So to me, it's a very cathartic experience. It's therapy every day. You get to sit with yourself, solve problems, or just, even if you're just feeling like that's it, you just want to be shrouded in despair that day, then go ahead. And that's kind of healthy in its own way. So that's how I approach it.
Chris Motionless with us, Motionless in White, going out on the next leg of the Trinity of Terror tour with Black Veil Brides and Ice Nine Kills later on this month. Coming up next, new tune from Within Temptation, plus we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Chris Motionless. It's Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless with us on the show. And hey, release parties give people a chance to hear the new album and interact with the band. Why is face-to-face contact with your audience so important to you?
I think that's another thing that, like we talked about, a couple minutes ago, it's just, that's sort of a thing that the band was founded on, is that we were a band that's, all for one, one for all. And although things have certainly gotten more distance just by organic nature of the beast, so to speak, where, we can't just walk out at a festival into the crowd and be like, what's up? It's just not how it works anymore. We try to organize any type of way that we can to come face to face and have that moment with the fans that says like, hey, we're real people. We maybe on a stage, but we're on there because of your support. So let's find a way to hang out and share this together. And that's something that we also will never abandon or give up. We really want to try to find those ways where we can get the FaceTime, let people in. A lot of bands don't do that. And we want fans to see the full dimension and the full dynamic of what the band is. And it's cool now with the internet. There's so many ways to do that, or you have days like today where we're gonna just party with fans and have a great time. It's so cool to be able to do that.
Pick up Scoring the End of the World, the new Motionless in White record now. Chris Motionless with us. Good luck with this release, all of your touring, and I'll see you out there very soon.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll be touring the entire rest of the year, festivals and all other kinds of tours. So it's a very exciting year.
And hey, stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.